Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Big 12 Nation? How's everybody doing, man? That's it, man. Can't believe it flew by this fast, but damn. Season over. Like I said before, you wake up and it's August and you can't wait, and then you look around and it's the Big 12 championship game, first week of December, getting ready for holidays, bowl season. First, let's talk about the Baker Mayfield thing and let me get it over with. Lincoln Riley's a great young coach. He proved me wrong and a lot of people wrong. I didn't think he would have this good of a year replacing Bob Stoops. I think I predicted him 8-4, 9-3. First, congrats to him, but I wish that he wouldn't fold under media pressure, because what I'm saying is the whole Baker Mayfield thing. He didn't need to sit out. He needed to apologize, and that's it. Do you guys understand how many crazy things kids do between the ages of 18 and 22? Some of them 18 to like 25. You don't make the greatest decisions. Yeah, his are on camera, and they say, oh, well, he knows it's on camera. Well, stop pointing the damn camera at him. Technically, you're only supposed to be having a camera on him while he's on the field. Like, all this extra stuff that y'all put under these kids, it's like, man, y'all don't let them grow up and learn from their mistakes. They just, you know, there's some things that are uncalled for and you need to be suspended, but sometimes it's just like, man, look, leave the kid alone. It's just like with Grayson Allen and Duke. ESPN found their target, and they said, oh, well, this is going to be the kid we're going to have the camera on all the time. As soon as he makes one little mistake, we're going to make it look like he's a hothead. And I'm really just tired of that mentality. So now that that's done, West Virginia still got blown out. Kyler Murray stepped right in, going for like 65 yards, first series, first play of the game or whatever. But I just feel like we go overboard with scrutinizing these kids and ridiculing them. We're growing. As fans of Big 12, we got to help them grow. We got to let them know that's not cool. But at the same time, you see he stuck his hand out and he was trying to do a nice gesture to the kids. Whatever happened, happened. Even David Betty apologized and made some of his players apologize for the situation. It was bad sportsmanship on both sides, but we know the narrative the national media is going to run with. That being said, it was, 45-10 at halftime or something crazy. Oklahoma beat the daylights out of West Virginia. And I thought it would be a little closer, but they didn't even play around with them. And it was like 59-31 or whatever it was at the end, because Oklahoma had backups in and they weren't even playing that hard. So, whatever. Great job, Oklahoma. It's hard to beat the team twice, but I don't think anybody's more motivated than Oklahoma right now to get to that college football playoff. Now that it's looking like Ohio State is going to win their conference. Another really funny, hilarious thing, guys, is all this time the committee, ESPN, all these media outlets have been begging the Big 12 for a championship game. And this time the championship game means nothing. It would help nothing at all. You know, they kept us out for not having a championship game, and Ole Miss was supposedly the team to beat a couple years back, and I say this all the time, and TCU beat the crap out of them in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, and then Baylor played Michigan State in another bowl. TCU or Baylor should have been in the playoff. They blamed it on a championship game. Now, in the ACC, they needed a championship game, obviously because there's not a clear winner. Miami and Clemson have to go head-to-head, and we'll see what happens. And the Big Ten, obviously they need a championship game because we have to see if Wisconsin's for real. If Ohio State beats Wisconsin, it makes it even easier for Oklahoma. If Wisconsin wins, I still think Oklahoma's in because Clemson or Miami will cancel themselves out. Also, Georgia and Auburn will cancel themselves out. If Auburn beats Georgia twice, Georgia's out. So it would be, looking at it from right now, guys, it would be Auburn if they win. It'd be Auburn, Wisconsin if they win, and Oklahoma, and then Clemson if they beat Miami. That's what I think it'll be. Saban will be upset that they're out, but we'll see. However, if Ohio State wins and they beat Wisconsin, then this is what's going to happen. It's going to be Auburn number one, Oklahoma number two, Clemson number three, and then number four, they'll sneak Alabama in there. So we'll see what happens with the college football playoff. Congrats to Coach Bill Snyder, who found another way to get seven wins and get K-State bowl eligible. Last year, you guys remember they beat A&M in a bowl. That was a big one, beating the SEC team. So hopefully they can go 8-5, eight wins again. You know, as I said, midseason, they always find a way, man. I don't know what it is. They always find a way to get bowl eligible. And I knew that they would beat Iowa State, even though Iowa State was having a great year. I knew that it was no way those Kansas State players were letting Iowa State beat them on their senior day. Nobody would have beat them on their senior day. They're going to play hard. They're going to play lights out. So that wasn't an upset. They're about two even match teams. I gave the edge to Kansas State to win at home. They won 20-19. Now, what I'll say is this, in the coaching carousel in our conference, I'm really, really glad. Really glad, guys, that nobody like got fired. No big headlines for the Big 12. It's just like all peace. It's funny, it sounds all peace and love in the Big 12 right now. But that Texas versus Texas Tech game, I don't think it would have been smart to fire Cliff Kingsbury if he would have lost, but I'm actually glad for him that he's keeping his job, because he's a young coach and they're still building. And then he stuck with that defensive coordinator. Their defense improved immensely. Now their offense is going to improve immensely. Now next year, if they can get eight wins and then nine wins after a bowl game, then they are moving in the perfect direction. Cliff Kingsbury has it down packed if they do what they need to do next year. Now, with that being said, let's jump over to Texas side. And I was in Austin after they lost that game. Was I in Austin? No. I believe I was in San Antonio. I was on I-35 somewhere in between Austin and San Antonio. And those Texas fans were pissed. They were pissed, guys. I mean, pissed off that they went 6-6. And they were letting Tom Herman have it. They were letting the offensive coordinator have it. They were talking about Sam Ellinger, who, to be fair, is only a freshman. And then we can talk about that for days. I think Sam Ellinger will probably be there, but I think Shane Buechele is on his way out. Yeah. I think Shane Buechele is going to transfer to wherever Charlie Strong is at. If Charlie Strong stays at USF, they're losing their quarterback at USF. Shane will go there. He knows the OC well. He'll just go to USF for his last 2 years and play under Coach Strong and the new OC. Or if Strong takes that Ole Miss or Arkansas job, he'll transfer there with him. But I don't think Buechele will be in Austin much longer, because he's got 2 years of eligibility left, and I don't think he's going to want to play games behind the freshman, whether he can start or not, especially when he had a good relationship with Charlie Strong. And he knows Coach Strong, when he says he's sticking with you, he sticks with you. That being said, if Texas wins their bowl game, it's a success, 7-6. I think the Texas fans are upset because they were looking at the fact that they could have an 8-win season for the first time in a while, and they can actually get a solid bowl game going 7-5. They didn't want to go to a mediocre bowl game, and they want to start going to the big bowl games again. And I don't think they wanted, I don't think they thought Tom Herman could do it overnight, but they definitely thought he could beat Texas Tech. However, credit to Cliff Kingsbury, because his players played their butts off of him on the road after Thanksgiving, knew it was pressure on him. So it shows that how much the players love him. It shows that he's trusted in his coaches. He never did what Strong did under pressure and fire coaches and what's going on in the NFL. A lot of people just fire coordinators now. Kingsbury stuck it out, and it's paying off for him. And they'll get bowl eligible for so long, but 2 or 3 years from now, he should have a shot at a Big 12 championship. If not at a Big 12 championship, he should get double-digit wins, hopefully in the next 2 or 3 seasons. But next year, if he gets 8 wins regular season, 9 after bowl season, Texas Tech is moving in the right direction. And I think that was a great job by the athletic director by showing support for Kingsbury, because it means more to everybody, especially if you're Baylor, not TCU anymore, because TCU is just dominating teams. But it means so much to you when you beat Texas. And back to Charlie Strong's point last year, a lot of people on the radio, 104.9, all over Austin area, gave him a hard time, saying, I tell these kids to go out here and play, I do this, I do that. And then you go out there, and it's like they're in the headlights, and they don't get it. And Tom Herman was talking trash about Charlie Strong on the sly. At the press conference, a lot of guys were talking trash. Sonny Cumbie, other people around the Big 12, coaches saying those kids are not getting coached up at Texas. Now they bring their asses in here and they see it ain't as easy as they thought. And you can't sit there and say it's Charlie Strong's recruit because he had Mac Brown's recruits who are the best recruits. And those guys didn't play because they walk around with the T on their chest. They think the Texas is, you know, what it was. And it goes back to Coach Strong's point. Like he said, hey, man, look, you guys got to earn this. This is not going to be given to you. And you saw he kicked a bunch of people off the team. Herman suspended somebody at the end of the team. Some of the kids who come to Texas are just that arrogant because they're at University of Texas. And the culture has not changed. And he said he was going to change the culture. Charlie Strong had to change the culture. The change in the culture is probably going to be honest, guys, is when basically Texas starts getting three-star recruits. And I know everybody's like, what the hell are you talking about? Take three-star hard recruits who want to work hard, who want to prove people wrong. These four- and five-star recruits who feel like they are entitled to playing time and they can transfer wherever, if it doesn't work out after 1 year, is not who you should be recruiting. You need to find hard-nosed guys that ain't never had nothing, kind of like what Pete Carroll did in the NFL with the Seahawks, getting a quarterback who they didn't think was tall enough and players that were, you know, late-round picks, and just start beating the crap out of people because they were dialed so hard. So you need some hard-nosed workers at University of Texas. You know, and a lot of times ESPN says, oh, well, they're getting the recruits and that. And well, my whole thing is just because ESPN says a guy's a great recruit doesn't mean he's a great recruit. He may not develop well. He may not have a mentality. He may have been given everything. So to me, you have to recruit, but developing your recruits is what's most important. You can have all the potential height in the world, but if you don't develop nobody, it doesn't mean a damn thing. So that's the saga in Austin, Texas. People are not happy. People saying, oh, well, Strong went 6-6, so wasn't that, you know, guys, he told you it wasn't going to be that easy. And he told you about the culture, but whatever. On the new things. So let's finish up the scores here. Kansas at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State whooped Kansas. Easy win, 58-17. Big win on senior day. Hopefully Oklahoma State can get into a New Year's Six Bowl. If not, they'll definitely get into a bowl game against a power team. So I bet you if Wisconsin doesn't win the Big Ten or Ohio State or Penn State, they'll get the top two or three or Michigan. So they'll get a good bowl game versus a Power Five team that's in the top tier of their conference. Kansas State, Iowa State, we went over that. Oklahoma, we went over that. Baylor TCU was an interesting game because we all know that Baylor was going to play hard because it was their last game. And, you know, that's more of a rivalry game. That's really close to each other. Baylor and TCU, I think, are the closest in proximity. Actually, no. Oklahoma State aren't far from each other, and Kansas State are not far from each other. So I think Baylor and TCU just have that closeness like those other schools I mentioned. And in West Virginia, they're just on their own. They're far away from all of us. So, you know, congrats to TCU. We'll see what happens. But I'm going to go how do I say this, guys? I'm going to go Oklahoma 31-14, maybe 42-21, something like that. I think they're going to score a lot of touchdowns. I think they're motivated. So I'm going to favor Oklahoma plus two touchdowns, but this is college football, and we never know, guys. So just want everybody enjoy the game. It will be at noon East Coast time for all the West Virginia fans, and it'll be 11:30 a.m. for all the rest of the Big 12 fans who are in the Central time zone. And we'll see after this week, guys, if they let us in, if they put two SEC teams in. We will see come next Tuesday. This has been Big 12 Nation. It's been a pleasure. I enjoy everybody's interaction on the Facebook page. I'll be working on the website. So it's a more functioning website, and there's new articles on it every single day. Everybody have a good week, and can't wait for this Big 12 championship game. Take care, everybody. Peace.